This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Blueprints. They're not just plans, but a step-by-step guide for success. Blueprints make up the floor plan of your forever home. Blueprints are the design essence of your dream car. Maybe you could have a drawn-out purpose for your money. Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane are here to discuss your blueprint for a better tomorrow. This is your Retirement Blueprint.
Glad you're with us today for your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kinodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. We talk retirement. That's what Kurt and Ethan and the team are all about, helping you figure out where you are on that road to retirement, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning. What about Social Security and Medicare? It's all part of the Retirement Blueprint that Kurt, Ethan, and the team will help you set up for you and you, your situation. Everybody's situation is unique. It's really a cool opportunity for you to sit down with a team to try to first figure out, hey, are we good to go? Can we retire? Well, not yet. Maybe later. I don't know. You could have retired 3 years ago. We don't know the situation until you reach out. Kurt and Ethan and the team, though, are here to help you. 412-515-3355. 412-515-3355. And it really is all about you trying to, we're here to help, but you also can get the retirement kit. The retirement kit has a retirement income planning booklet. As will your money last? Are you paying too much in taxes? Social Security decisions, checklist challenge. Will a recession rob your retirement? Or if you just want to sit down with the team and have a conversation, that's in there as well. Just text the word KIT, K-I-T, to 412-515-3355. Kurt and Ethan, we're going to talk about this today because I think it's a great way to kick off the show. And that is, we call this show Your Retirement Blueprint. Kurt, why do we do that?
that's our process. And that's what we found, Mark, is people just truly don't have an actual plan in place. Someone will come in with a couple pieces of paper, a spreadsheet, and they'll show us some columns and numbers. But how are we going to generate that income? How much do you need? How are you going to adjust it for inflation? How are you going to invest those funds and not have to draw down in a bad market and realize losses if you need to generate that income? So people just don't understand. First and foremost, you need a plan in place, but they also don't understand when you're saving for retirement, it's all about growth and accumulation. And I don't want to say easy, but I mean, your main focus is one thing, growing those assets. You're not concerned about volatility because you're dollar cost averaging through your paycheck. When you hit retirement, there's five areas we've found through your retirement blueprint that are really critical. And we can go through each one today, but the five areas, first and foremost, is income. Can't retire without it. Ethan, have you ever retired someone without income?
Still haven't yet.
No. So you need income. It's a little bit deeper than that, and we can go into that. But once you've calculated out and figured out the income, then how do we invest those funds to generate that income? How are we tax efficient with that income in retirement? That's a big thing moving forward. Healthcare, how do we bridge the gap between when we retire and we're Medicare eligible? And then once we're Medicare eligible, how do I plan for that advantage plan or that true supplement plan? And then lastly, legacy planning. If there are assets left, I want to leave them as efficiently as possible to my kids, my grandkids. I want to leave that legacy. How do we structure that? And do you have the proper documents in place? So there's a lot that goes into retirement planning versus just saving for retirement.
So Ethan, that first big step is trying to figure out, can I retire, right? Do I have enough? Well, it's really about income. And Social Security would be in that category too, right? The income part of the retirement blueprint right out of the gate, just to kind of feel like we're, find out where we are?
Yeah, absolutely. Income is first and foremost because that's what's most important in retirement. You need to be able to pay your bills and then have some fun. So we need to understand what both of those cost you. What is your monthly budget? How much are your utilities? Do you still have a mortgage? Do you have car payments? Do you have grandkids that you're spending money on? Do you enjoy traveling? So what do you spend on a typical monthly basis? And then what are your fixed sources of income going to be? Some of us today still have a defined benefit pension. That's going to be a large source of fixed income for some of us, but we're finding more and more companies aren't offering the defined benefit pension because of the costs associated with it. And people are living longer today than ever before. But for folks who have a pension, we want to help them claim that properly. And then for the rest of us, we have Social Security. We have to make sure that we're helping people also time that properly because Social Security office won't give you that advice. You have to do it on your own. You have to do the research. And your situation is different from your neighbor or your sibling. So you can't just simply say, well, I hear a lot of people are taking it at 62. I'm just going to do the same. You have to understand your situation and your unique goals.
So, Mark, once you calculate, a lot that goes into income, like Ethan had mentioned, you know, formulating a budget. And then once you have a budget, determining how to file for and claim Social Security. If you have a pension, how to do that as well. And then if there's a gap between those fixed sources of income and your actual budgetary needs, that's when the investment planning comes in. Because now we can calculate out with the pot of money you've saved, so much has to be set aside per se to generate that supplemental income to get you to that budget. And so it really boils down to your unique personal circumstance and what your budget is and what your sources of income are. And then it becomes about how do we invest those assets properly. And so, you know, if you're listening today and you haven't even taken those first two steps, I don't know how much income I need. I don't know how to file for and claim Social Security. I don't know how to invest those resources to generate that additional income. Here at Accurate Solutions Group, again, our process is called Your Retirement Blueprint. We're more than happy, obviously, to walk you through that process. Ethan, myself, our team, just call us at 412-515-3355, and we'd be happy to set up a 15-minute phone call. We can set up a virtual meeting or even an in-office vision meeting.
412-515-3355. So, Kurt, is the investment part of this one of the bigger areas? I mean, all the areas are important, right? You can't really skip any of them, whether it's the taxes or the healthcare or the legacy planning. But the investments, I think a lot of people come in probably with their 401ks, IRAs, got a little rental properties, got some life insurance. Hey, that's my plan. No, those are tools. Those aren't the plan. But risk is probably one of the bigger things. Moving from the working world, the accumulation phase, to the distribution phase, that's risk is one of the bigger challenges, maybe?
It really is. And you can be too conservative in retirement. You can be too aggressive in retirement. There's a lot of factors. One of the biggest risks we have, Mark, and it's a good thing, but what we have to plan for is longevity. You know, back when my parents retired, back when Ethan's grandfather retired from, at that time it was Armco Steel, you know, you could plan for 15 years of retirement income, maybe 12 years, 10 years of retirement income. We are living a lot longer today, and we're living a more quality of a life where we're still active longer into retirement. Yeah, I mean, you have to factor that in, and you just got to figure out what is the most effective way to file for and claim those benefits, because Social Security and pension and drawing from investments, if they're not structured properly, it can really be detrimental to your retirement.
We also want to talk to our clients about their investment risk. You know, how much are their investments risking if the market's down, like 2008? Everybody remembers 2008 with how significant it was and how severe the market was down. And if your portfolio is entirely invested in the stock market and you're withdrawing from it, that's going to have an even more adverse effect. So we have a conversation next. Once we help our clients with income, we want to talk about the risk that their investments are taking, because you still need to take risk in retirement. That the stock market's going to be the best place to outpace inflation. So you need some of your money having a strong return, but you don't want to have all of your money in the market taking on that type of risk anymore in retirement. So we want to walk our clients through that type of conversation after the income planning phase.
And Ethan, I think a lot of people think that their investments are all on the market. There are so many more options today with the Fed fighting, you know, inflation by raising the interest rates, that it actually gives us an opportunity to go to some of the safer tools, the indexed annuities, CDs. I mean, they're paying more interest in those safer, they're more attractive now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And our show and our plan is called A Retirement Blueprint. Part of that blueprint is building your retirement house, and that starts with the foundation. And the foundation are those accounts, like you talked about, the CDs. You know, maybe you can look at treasury bills today where you couldn't in the past. You can look at fixed or fixed indexed annuities. These are all vehicles that aren't carrying on stock market risk. They're backed by one form or another, whether it's the government, FDIC, or insurance companies through the state that you purchase them in. So we're looking for accounts that have minimal risk, But today, with interest rates higher than in the past, there's more attractive fixed income than ever before.
Yeah, Kurt, just because Ethan doesn't remember the 80s, we know that interest rates were way higher than they are now in inflation.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, double digits. Yeah, for sure.
All right. So part one of the retirement blueprint is income. Got to replace our paychecks to be able to retire. We got to have income. Investments. Now, what's our strategy? How much risk do we take? How much do we have in the safe part, the foundation of our home? How much do we do risk? Because we need growth down the road. We're going to be here 20, 30, 40 years in retirement. We know things are going to even cost even more down the road. So we've got to have an investment strategy. The health care and the legacy planning, I think those are kind of self-evident. We talk about those a lot. We also talk a lot about tax efficiency, but that one, to me, right now is one that you guys talk about almost every week on this program. Taxes are, I think, with the, you know, the job, what, 2017 Tax Cuts Jobs Act ending in 2025, and our debt now at basically $32 trillion, taxes are really their only repercussion they've got to get the money back for the government. So we're probably in the lowest tax bracket we'll ever see for the rest of our lives, Kurt.
No, I would agree with that. I mean, anything can happen. Congress can do anything they want. Could they lower them? Sure. Most likely, though, Mark, you know, looking fiscally, what our country's facing. Yeah, I think taxes have to go up, and tax-efficient income is going to be critical in retirement. So, you know, Ethan and I are not CPAs. We don't do tax preparation. Our job as your advisor is to, first and foremost, once we've crafted your retirement blueprint, we see the income you need, and we see the draw from investments that you need to take to supplement that income. We need to help you structure that as tax-efficiently as possible. If you've done a good job saving in 401ks and traditional IRAs, we have to look at, hey, when you hit that required minimum distribution age, if you've crafted a nice budget and a nice plan, we want to make sure that additional required minimum distribution doesn't put you into that next higher tax bracket. And if it does, then we look at, hey, what can we be doing or what should we potentially be doing today to ward off that quote unquote tax time bomb down the road? You know, my belief, Mark, and I think you're on the same page, but my belief is taxes are on sale right now, at least through until the year 2025.
It's pretty easy to see. We have a really nice visual that we've gone through with prospective clients and existing clients that charts off the top marginal tax rate in our country's history. It's easy to see where we're at today with 39%. And not long ago in the 70s, it was over 70%. In the 60s, I believe it was over 90%. So that chart makes it so easy to see visually that we're at a discount right now in taxes, and they basically are going to go up. It's just a matter of when and how high.
And I would encourage you, if you're listening today, and we've talked about first and foremost income, and if you haven't crafted a true budget and understand what you need in retirement, if you haven't calculated out or figured out how do I time or claim Social Security, if I have a pension, we haven't even thought about should I take the lump sum, should we take survivor benefits if I take the monthly income? And most importantly, talking about taxes, if you haven't figured out what's my current tax rate, where am I going to be in retirement? Have I done a good job saving in pre-tax assets so that I have to calculate out how that's going to affect me 10, 15 years in retirement? That's what we do here. Myself, Ethan, our team, through your retirement blueprint, that's a planning process that will look at those five key areas that we've been talking about today, and we will help you craft your own retirement blueprint specific to your unique circumstance. You have to take that first step, and it's simply calling us at 412-515-3355. Once you make that phone call, we can schedule and we'll make it convenient for you, a 15-minute initial consultation on the phone. We can do a virtual meeting. You can come into the office for a vision meeting. We'd be happy to do that. It's complimentary. There's no cost. There's no obligation. But take that first step. Simply call us at 412-515-3355.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konotick and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. We're just getting started. We've got a lot to get to. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
Visit AccurateRadio.com and put your portfolio to the test with our checklist challenge. You can also check out our other offers from Accurate Solutions Group. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Konotick and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet, This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of your retirement kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
Hello, everyone. This is Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. Just wanted to let you know that you can now take our show with you on the go. Your Retirement Blueprint podcast is now available to stream on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Simply log on, search for Your Retirement Blueprint, and enjoy. Also, feel free to click the subscribe button to get alerts on our weekly episode release. Again, thanks for tuning in. Without further delay, enjoy the rest of the show. And I've had conversations like that quite a bit lately to say, hey, this one trip is fine. Maybe another trip of the same size next year for the next couple of years. Let's see if your plan is impacted. And we're able to show that out pretty clearly through the Retirement Blueprint.
We've made it back. This is Your Retirement Blueprint, presented by Accurate Solutions Group.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane of Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. Again, you can always find out more about Kurt and Ethan and the team by going to the website, asgretire.com. But there's also that website that we mentioned earlier, accurateradio.com, accurateradio.com. And there's just a lot of things there that are there for your information. If you'd like to learn more about a different area of retirement, there's probably a white paper or something there available for you. Just check it out. There's no cost, obviously, to do it. It's accurateradio.com. Now, if you want to come in and sit down with the team, you're like, well, I'm getting pretty close to retirement. I think I've got enough, but I just don't know for sure. I would like a little clarity. Call them, 412-515-3355, 412-515-3355. Now, Kurt started this company back in 1994. Ethan joined, where are we now, 10 years ago?
Joined in 2015.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Kurt is older than Ethan. So we know that when Kurt Konodik travels, him and Chris go travel, it's nothing but five-star luxury resorts. Now, Ethan and Allie, they're younger, so they go four-star resorts. No, you probably still go five-star, don't you? Because you aren't from Kurt.
We go Airbnb, and we've not stayed in some of the finer Airbnbs, too, every once in a while.
So I think when we talk about a five-star luxury resort, a five-star restaurant, a five-star golf course, we get it. That's the best of the best. Well, that's really what you want for your retirement plan, right? You want the best retirement plan you can get. And Kurt, Ethan, and the team are here to really help you create your very own retirement blueprint. And it covers a lot of areas. So, Kurt, when we're trying to see if we're ready for retirement, you know, do we have enough? Can we, you know, will our money last as long as we need it to? How can we make sure that our plan has a five-star rating other than, hey, I've got IRAs and 401ks, Kurt. You think I'm good?
There's a lot that goes into it. So when we're transitioning, Mark, someone from accumulation, just growing assets and heading into retirement, there's a lot more you have to take into consideration when you are in retirement. And you had mentioned a five-star resort. You can also look at that as five main points. And our plan, that five-star retirement plan, we call our planning process Your Retirement Blueprint. And those five-star ratings translate into five main points that we really have to focus on. And the first one, first and foremost, is income. You have to have a true written income plan in place. We have to look at sources of income. We have to determine how do we file for and claim Social Security. Same with the pension if you're blessed with it. We'll help you craft a budget. If there's a gap between sources of income and the budget, we then help you formulate that true written income plan to fill in that gap. Once we have the income solved for, then we look at your proper investment allocation. You know, we're living a lot longer today, which is a huge blessing, but we have to have some money set aside for long-term growth. So we can't run from the stock market, but we have to position a percentage of assets for long-term growth. Once we've accomplished that, we got to make sure that income is coming in as tax efficient as possible. I don't know about you, and I think we've talked about this before, but I think taxes have nowhere to go but up. It's going to affect you as well as it does everyone else. So we have to be efficient with taxes, have to address healthcare, not just Medicare and a supplement to Medicare, but critical illness such as long-term care, assisted living, that sort of thing. And then lastly, we have to have that estate plan, that legacy plan in place, that if there are assets left, how do we leave them efficiently to who you want to leave them to? So those are the five key areas at Accurate Solutions Group that we focus on in your own retirement blueprint.
Yeah, it's not just you need just income and now you're good. It's the other categories that also, they all kind of tie together. But let's go back, Ethan, to what Kurt said, the really where it all starts, and that's that written retirement income plan. What's your first step for building that retirement income plan?
Well, for us, the first step is to understand what the family spends on a monthly basis. And a lot of times, they're not quite sure. So we'll go through an exercise, we'll work on a budget together, or sometimes send them home with some homework if they don't have an idea of what their budget is, and give them tips and pointers on how to start and where to work on that. But once a family understands what they spend on a typical monthly basis, including the fun stuff and the basic things that they're going to need every month, then we can start working on an income plan. Like Kurt mentioned, looking at their sources of income in retirement. So how much can they expect from Social Security? And when are they going to start claiming Social Security? Are they blessed to have a defined benefit pension? And how are they going to time and claim that pension? So how much is going to come in from those two sources if they have them? And then see if there is a gap between the fixed sources of income that they have and the income need that they're going to generate. And then from there, it's our job to help them structure that income gap from their investments or their portfolio.
Kurt, I would imagine when you're dealing with a family or a widow or widower or a single person, a divorced person, or just a married couple, I mean, you deal with all of them. But when you're writing that written income plan, obviously you got to know where the money's going to come from. And Ethan gave us some opportunities there. We would all love to have a pension, but most of us are in the 401k retirement world. Are there other tools we can use besides their market money and just our, yeah?
Oh, absolutely. And so think of it this way. Let's first visualize when we talk about your retirement blueprint, that we're constructing your all-season home for retirement. And when you're building a house, you start in the foundation. Here in Western Pennsylvania, when we have bad storms and we have a tornado warning occasionally, they tell you to go to the basement because that's the most secure area of the house. So let's think about these tools in the basement of your house, and that's where you're going to generate that income. And Mark, we can look at different, you can look at the government for some, possibly some treasury bills. You can look towards the bank, whether it's CDs, money market accounts. You can also look to insurance companies for fixed or fixed indexed annuities. So those are the more guaranteed products. And I caution when I tell people guarantees, because guarantees are backed by the claims paying ability issuing insurance company. And in reference to banks, it's FDIC. So those are the types of products we look to generate that income. We start with the foundation, and then we build our way up from there. Now, there are some tools up in the house, such as dividend-paying stocks, that can generate cash flow as well, but those are a little bit more volatile because the values are not guaranteed. The cash flow might be coming in from dividends, but the underlying stock price may fluctuate. So I would encourage anyone listening today, if you don't have a true income plan in place, if you don't have a retirement blueprint, your own retirement blueprint, showing you that cash flow, showing you tax efficiency and healthcare and legacy planning, I would encourage you to simply call 412-515-3355. Again, that's 412-515-3355. We're happy to have a phone conversation with you. We're happy to have you into the office for a vision meeting. We can also do a virtual meeting, but it's really important, Mark, whenever we talk about a true written income plan, we're not talking about just a spreadsheet or some numbers in our head. We're really talking about a plan that shows each and every year how much we're going to need to supplement our fixed income sources. How long is it going to come in and where is it coming from?
So you're saying that when I go to my 401k page at work and it says, hey, you should be able to get about this amount of money out of there every month, that's not really anything that I should hold my hat on and go, yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
It's a little general.
Yeah. All right, Ethan, what's the difference between an income plan and a wealth management strategy? Because Kurt said those were the two places you start, income first, and then all right, how much risk are we taking? How much do we need to take? That kind of stuff. What's the difference between an income plan and a wealth management strategy?
Yeah, Mark, that's a good question. And we believe the two go hand in hand, right? You need to have a wealth management strategy that can work towards your income plan. So especially for those listeners that don't have a defined benefit pension, those are the folks that are going to have an even bigger income gap between Social Security and what they need coming in every single month. So then we have to look at the wealth that they've accumulated for their retirement. And how do we manage that wealth between the stock market in the house, like Kurt had mentioned, or the foundation of the house between insurance products, bank products, or government products? Ideally, we want the foundation of the house to be where that income gap is generated. So we look at tools like fixed annuities, CDs, or treasury bills for the income need, and that's part of the income plan, tying that in with their Social Security benefits, or if they have a pension. From the remainder of the house, what's in the stock and bond market, that's the wealth management strategy. And for that strategy, we're talking to the clients, understanding how much risk they're comfortable with, what's going to make them nervous when the market goes down. And once we understand that particular client and family better, that helps us generate a wealth management strategy that's tailored for them.
So we're really talking about the five pillars that are all in the retirement blueprint that Kurt and Ethan and the team at Accurate Solutions Group can create for you. We started with income, and then we went to the wealth management strategy, our investment strategy. How much risk are we taking? Is it the right amount? Not enough. Well, there's three other categories that we have to fill in as well. That would be healthcare, long-term care, be taxes, and it'd also be estate planning. So we're going to touch on those when we come back. Stay with us. This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan from Accurate Solutions Group. Back right after this.
Don't let taxes derail your retirement. Visit AccurateRadio.com today and discover many warning signs that you are paying more than your fair share to Uncle Sam. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions.
And I don't think this is an exaggeration when I say 80, 85% of the people I meet with, they're already figuring out, what do I want to do part-time? And a lot of them just do that 10, 15, 20 hours a week. And maybe it's golf money. Maybe it's travel money. Critically important, you have to stay active, not only physically active, but you got to keep your mind active and having that camaraderie with people you work with.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodick, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodick and Ethan Lane of Accurate Solutions Group. Again, if you'd like to learn more about retirement, Kurt and Ethan have set up a website just for you to go and download white papers on this topic or that topic. All you have to do is go to AccurateRadio.com. It's AccurateRadio.com. It's a great opportunity for you, I think, just to kind of get some ideas about retirement, some of the areas you need to understand a little bit better, maybe. And then when you get them, maybe you have questions. You can always call them at 412-515-3355, 412-515-3355. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. You know, we're talking about that five-star retirement plan. And at Accurate Solutions Group, it's known as the Retirement Blueprint. Income, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning. Also, Social Security and Medicare decisions are in there as well. Social Security would be in the income part. Medicare decisions would be in the healthcare part. And when you plan that vacation, think of going to that five-star resort in Cabo, for example. How cool. Well, hopefully warm. We don't want it to be cool, but how nice. So when you plan a vacation, you know how to research flights and hotels and try to get the best deals you possibly can because you want the most bang out of your buck. But it's also important to make sure that you're taking steps to help preserve your retirement savings. So one of the areas that Kurt mentioned, Ethan, income, investments, then it's taxes. And we can kind of, in a way, protect our savings to a degree if we're being tax efficient. Talk about the difference, because we all have to do it every April, right? We got to get our taxes done. Well, that is tax preparation, right? You do tax planning. There's a difference. What is that difference?
Oh, yeah. And it's good to distinguish the two, because we do not do tax preparation in the office. We are not licensed CPAs. So come tax season, when you get all of your tax documents in the mail, you gather them up. And if you take them to an accountant or you do TurboTax yourself, you're filing your taxes. That is tax preparation. Tax planning is what we do at Accurate Solutions Group, where we want to look at the tax implications of the withdrawals that you're going to make in retirement. Or if you're not planning on making any withdrawals in retirement, you're likely going to be forced to at a certain age from a required minimum distribution. So that's a distribution the government forces you to take. For some of you, it's at 73 years old. And for some of you, it might be at 75 years old, just depending on when you were born. Those are required distributions out of a 401k or a traditional IRA, something that you've not yet paid your taxes on. So at some point in time, you're going to need to take distributions. We want to look at how can we minimize the tax impact on those distributions over the course of your lifetime, or maybe even your heir's lifetime. So whenever you pass this money on to your beneficiaries, whether it's your kids, grandkids, loved ones, they're going to be forced to pay taxes on that money as well. And we want to look at where taxes might be going in the future and help our clients plan for tax-efficient income in retirement.
Yeah, and you know what, Kurt, what Ethan just talked about, it's one of those Secure Act effects. There were two Secure Acts, Secure Act 1.0 and 2.0. In 2019, which went into play in 2020, they did away with a stretch IRA, where you used to be able to just pass it down generation to generation, take the required minimum distribution every year, but you didn't have to take it all. Now it's a 10-year window. So when you're helping people figure out how they want to leave things, we're going to get to that in estate planning, but that's part of tax planning as well. I mean, the idea is the less we pay Uncle Sam, and we want to pay our fair share, we still don't want to pay more than our fair share, because if we could be tax efficient, that means a little bit more money for us to spend the way we want to, right?
Oh, absolutely. And if you think of it this way, so we had talked about income planning, and we look at sources of income, we help them budget, and if there's a gap between sources of income and their budget, that's what we have to quote unquote solve for. We got to figure out where is that money coming from? How are we going to generate it? Once we determine what products are appropriate in the foundation of the house, then we look at, Mark, how efficient is that withdrawal going to be? And if you think of it this way, you know, if someone has to withdraw $3,000 per month to meet that income gap, and we've calculated out how we're going to structure the accounts to do that, if they're in a 10% tax bracket, to net that $3,000, they're going to have to withdraw about roughly $3,400 per month to net the $3,000. But if they can reduce that tax liability, and let's say that all of a sudden, based on their sources of income and where the income's coming from, well, maybe they're not paying federal taxes in retirement, to net that $3,000, they only have to withdraw $3,000 instead of $3,400. That's more money staying in that account, growing, whether it's in the foundation or it's in the growth buckets, and accumulating for future use. So being efficient with taxes and efficient with income in retirement is 100% critical.
So if you're listening today and you don't have a tax plan for your retirement, or you haven't thought about the impact when you start making withdrawals from your accounts, maybe you've done a really good job saving in a 401k or traditional IRA, and that's accumulated to quite a lot of money, maybe even $1 million. You have to understand the impact from a tax perspective when you start making withdrawals from those accounts. We call that tax-efficient strategies. That's one of the pillars that we're talking about on today's show. We've talked about income planning, investment planning. The third pillar is tax-efficient strategies. So if you don't feel like you have a plan for taxes in retirement, give us a call. 412-515-3355 is our number. We'll sit down with you in a vision meeting, get to know your goals and concerns, start working on your very own retirement blueprint. But one of those areas is tax efficient strategies. And if that's what you're concerned with, feel free to give us a call. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
So we're talking about the retirement blueprint, and you think about all the different areas. Do you have a plan for all of those? This is your opportunity to find out more. As Ethan just said, 412-515-3355, income, investment, taxes. Well, the fourth pillar is actually the leading cause of bankruptcy. It's like 66% of bankruptcies are caused because some health issue happened, a catastrophic accident happened, something happened, and we didn't have the coverage. That's 66% of bankruptcies, whether you're working or retired, because of health care. Fidelity always does a study, Ethan, that says the average 65-year-old healthy couple will need about now, today, it's over $300,000. And that's not including long-term care, just to pay for health care, all the fees and the minimum, you know, Part B and Part Ds and all that kind of stuff you have to pay for. It's crazy to think that you need that much. When Kurt and I started this, it was like $220,000. So that means in 1934, we're going to need over $400,000 for health care, not including long-term care. This is a huge area that we don't want to think about.
It really is. And it is a big concern for folks, especially those who are wanting to try to retire younger. You know, people come into the office talking about a goal of retiring at 60 or 62, and they say, well, I just don't know because there's three extra years that I'd be now on the open market for healthcare coverage, which is typically more expensive than Medicare in a supplemental or an Advantage plan. And that's not something that they even knew how to budget for. Fortunately, that is one of the areas that we help our clients with in a retirement blueprint, particularly when it comes to the budgeting side of things. Whenever someone wants to retire prior to Medicare age, we know what's appropriate to budget for the costs of that insurance coverage for that number of years. And we know what it would take to cover Medicare and supplemental premiums in retirement as well. And we can help people get a grasp for that. But we also work with people who specialize in healthcare planning. So when it comes time to make the decision on where to go for your healthcare plan, you can sit down with a professional who understands what your concerns are with healthcare, what you're looking for in coverage, and can guide you to the insurance company that's going to be the best for you.
Hey, Kurt, you know, that Fidelity study always says, you need over $300,000 for just a healthcare cost, not including long-term care. I think that's one of the great things that you and Ethan and the team at Accurate Solutions Group do for people is tell us about the options that we didn't even know were out there. This is one of those areas, I would think, long-term care. There are a lot of different ways to plan for that without doing the use it or lose it style.
Yeah, and we ought to really at some point have a show just dedicated to long-term care planning because there are options available. And there's a lot of confusion when it comes to what Medicare covers, what it doesn't cover. If I have an Advantage plan or a supplement, does it cover any of that? But for the most part, Medicare and a supplement, whether it's a true supplement or an Advantage plan, does not cover the cost of long-term care. And so for today's purposes, I'll just stay really high level, but you still have your traditional long-term care insurance. I've seen in the last 20 years, Mark, the number of providers who still actually offer that type of insurance coverage has dwindled from maybe a couple hundred 20 years ago down to just a handful today because it's a tough coverage to try and underwrite and actuarially price. And prices are fairly substantial when it comes to the premiums. But you still have traditional long-term care. You have life insurance policies with what are called living benefits today, where in essence, it allows you as the insured to access your own death benefit as a living benefit if you need that for long-term care purposes. And in addition to that, you have what are called combination policies, which sort of combine life insurance and an annuity feature that allows you access to a pool of money in the event of long-term care. So what may be appropriate or not appropriate, it all depends on your unique circumstance and what your life is all about and based on what you're trying to cover. But I would encourage anyone listening today, 412-515-3355, that's our phone number. If you just simply have a question about those different options, we're happy to go into that. I just don't have the time, you know, with our segment here today, but I think at some point we may want to consider that just doing a show on long-term care.
There are a lot of moving parts, and you need to have a plan for that. My mom went from unassisted living at $3,000 a month to, oh, great, assisted living, $9,000 a month. Wow. You got a plan for it. I think that's a good idea. We'll do that here pretty soon, coming up, an upcoming show. A final pillar of the retirement blueprint, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, is now estate planning. How does the estate plan fit into this 5-star retirement blueprint, Ethan?
It's equally important. That's why we have it as one of the 5 pillars that we plan for. It's looking at how are you going to leave your legacy when you pass away. Our part of that is helping our clients make sure they're properly labeled beneficiaries on their investment accounts, but also having an initial conversation with them about the need for having a will, having power of attorneys, considering a trust where that's appropriate. And then we work with the team who can help them put a trust in place and work with us to maybe change beneficiaries if needed. But we at least want to have the conversation. And a lot of clients want to put that off because it's talking about the end of their life. And no one really wants to face that if they don't have to. but you need to have a plan for that. And that's one of the five areas we help with.
Yeah, legacy planning. So first is the income planning, like we had mentioned, proper investment allocation, that wealth planning strategy, making sure that income is generated as tax efficiently as possible. And then how do we protect those assets from that number one risk we're going to face in retirement, which is healthcare costs? And then lastly, if there are assets left, how do we pass them on as efficiently as possible to the next generation? If you haven't answered those areas, if your current plan, if your current investment advisor isn't addressing all those areas, please don't hesitate to call Accurate Solutions Group at 412-515-3355. We'll give you a second opinion. We'll show you your own retirement blueprint. We'll help guide you into and through retirement. Take that first step. Simply call us at 412-515-3355.
Kurt and Ethan back with our final segment of today's Your Retirement Blueprint. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
In a financial rut? Think you're paying too much in taxes? Or maybe you find yourself taking care of others before you can save for your own goals? Call Accurate Solutions Group today, 412-515-3355. That's 412-515-3355.
Hello, everyone. This is Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. Just wanted to let you know that you can now take our show with you on the go. Your Retirement Blueprint podcast is now available to stream on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Simply log on, search for Your Retirement Blueprint, and enjoy. Also, feel free to click the subscribe button to get alerts on our weekly episode release. Again, thanks for tuning in. Without further delay, enjoy the rest of the show.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konotick, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konotick and Ethan Lane of Accurate Solutions Group. Kurt started the company back in 1994. What year did you join, Ethan? 2015? Does that sound right?
Yeah, that's right, Mark. 2015 is when I started with Kurt.
So I'm going to ask you each one question, then we're going to kind of have another, we're going to have our third Think Fast segment. It's totally different questions. Be kind of fun. It gives you an insight into Kurt and Ethan as well. So it's kind of fun to do. But I'm going to give you each one kind of just general retirement question. And Kurt, I'm going to ask you about Social Security because, you know, there we first were hearing that, boy, 2034, it looks like, you know, you're only going to get 78 cents on the dollar if you're receiving Social Security at that point. Then COVID happened and they moved it up to 2033. Well, they've just now moved it back to 2035, where you're maybe only going to get 78 cents on the dollar. We don't really know how that's going to play out. How do you help people with Social Security? Because this, I think a lot of people just take it by, you know what, I'm going to retire at 62. I'm going to take it. I'm going to retire at 65 because I get Medicare, so I'll start it then. I'm going to wait till full retirement age. I'm going to take it. No, I'm going to wait till 70 so I can fully maximize it. It's just not, you can't look at Social Security, I think, in a vacuum, can you?
Oh my gosh, no, you can't. And we get the question all the time, when should I take Social Security? And Mark, I used to give you an answer. I haven't given it to you for a while, but it depends. And it literally does depend on so many different factors. You know, if it's a husband and wife and there's a big age gap between the two, well, that comes into play based on your budget. And if you have a pension, that comes into play of when you should claim and time those benefits. Based off of what that monthly budget is going to be and how much you've accumulated in savings it for retirement comes into play. One of the biggest things I could say is we're happy. 412-515-3355. We can do a Social Security maximization analysis. If you text that 412-515-3355, just text Social Security. We're happy to do that for you. But the maximization analysis will look at that particular couple or individual's circumstance, look at when they're retiring, what they've accumulated, what their budget's going to be, and it'll help them figure out when to time and claim for those benefits. But it's critical and it's crucial. It can be literally tens of thousands of dollars over your lifetime left either on the table or off the table. And the one thing I will mention, I'm going a little long here on this, but I think it's important. don't make a decision out of fear. Oftentimes, that's the one thing I can say for all clients. If you're taking it at 62 just because I don't know if it's going to be there and I'm going to take it early, I would caution you against that. I caution you against emotional decisions when it comes to finances and money, regardless.
Yeah, that's a great point, Kurt. I think, you know, at the end of the day, I'm 64. I'm not worried about my Social Security. It's going to be there because if it's not, they lose my vote and they're out of office. So it's certainly a challenge. There's things they're going to do probably to change it. They could move the full retirement age from 67 to 68 or 69. They could take even the early election period, move it from 62 to 63 or 4. When they did that in 1983, went from 66 to 67 for your full retirement age, born in 1960 or later, that means the oldest of that group that was going to be affected was 23 years of age. Now, will they do something that goes back to people in their 20s? Will it maybe be in their 30s? We don't know. They have to do something with Social Security. But Ethan, all right, this is for you. Because the retirement blueprint that you walk people through is income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, Social Security decisions, Medicare decisions. What do you really mean, though, when you start talking about having a retirement income plan? Because Kurt always says that's where it starts. Can't retire without income. We need an income plan. What do you and Kurt mean by that?
Yeah, that's a great question, because I met with someone the other day. They attended one of our dinner events that we hosted and came in and said, you know what? Coming into the night, I thought I had an income plan. And then when you talked about your income plan, I realized I really didn't have a plan at all. So I started asking them some questions. I said, well, what was your income plan? And they said, well, we have a 401k. She has a 401k. We're just going to take distributions from it. But they realized from our talk that really isn't a plan. You know, you have to understand the tax implications for which account to withdraw from. If you have joint monies, if you have IRAs or 401ks or Roth monies, you have to come up with a strategy of which to draw from first from a tax perspective. But you also have to look at your investments, and you don't want to take equally from all investments, because if you have some riskier accounts, when the market's down, they're going to be down the most. You may not want to withdraw from them during those times. You have to be more strategic. The first part of the income plan is what you just talked to Kurt about with Social Security. Have to make sure that we're timing Social Security properly and any fixed sources of income. So next would come defined benefit pensions. If you're still blessed to have one, you have lots of different options. And like Social Security, you get one shot at it. You want to make sure you're claiming it properly. But then after that, you have to look at what you're spending on a monthly basis. Account for the fun things like travel and dining out and spoiling the grandkids and things like that. See what you spend on a monthly basis and see what the shortfall between fixed income sources like Social Security and pension may be. From there, we have to structure an income plan from your investments. Whether you're a married couple, a single person, we want to look at the tax implications of withdrawals from 401ks or after-tax monies. And then we have to look at the investments that you have and position certain investments for income and certain investments for growth. Make sure that our client understands the whole way through how that's going to work. So that's the first step of our retirement blueprint, is an income plan. I would encourage you to give us a call at 412-515-3355. Maybe you're already retired and you have income coming in, but you realize that really isn't a plan and you don't understand how long it's going to last. Call us at 412-515-3355 for your very own retirement blueprint. And the start of that is an income plan. You can even text income to 412-515-3355. 3355.
All right, Ethan, I'll start with you on some of these random questions. And it's really just about you. We know that you are much younger than Kurt and I. What are you, early 30s?
Yep. Yeah. 31.
Yeah. And Kurt and I are not. That's true. So here's my question, because I think your answers will be different. So first, Ethan, then Kurt, you can take this as well. What are the top news sources you check regularly? And you know, you could always do ESPN and those things for, you know, the Pirates and the Steelers and all that kind of stuff. But my guess is, let's talk about business-wise. Are there any websites or whatever that you go to and check regularly?
Yeah, I mean, my default tends to be Yahoo Finance. I end up just liking the articles that they post. It tends to be on top of it. They always have the market ticker. So whether it's Yahoo Finance for those articles, or MSNBC for financial type of articles, or financial news is a good one as well. So those tend to be the ones I check most frequently, but Yahoo Finance is always on. It's always a tab open on my internet.
Okay, Kurt?
Yeah, I too, Yahoo Finance, when it comes to finance. Wall Street Journal, you know, the online version of the Wall Street Journal, I know that's probably old school, but still plenty of good content, good information. And when it comes to just news in general, what's interesting is artificial intelligence is just getting into our lives today. And so on Google, I have a Samsung phone. It's an Android phone. So as I search different things, whether it's sports, whether it's news, financial, whether it's just world news, it provides me a feed of articles just based off of my search criteria. So it's kind of nice because I don't have to go to any specific site anymore.
Yeah, I like that. All right, Kurt, this is for you because I'll start it. My first car, because I'm older than both of you. High school grad of 1977, 64 years of age, soon to be on Medicare. Holy cow. First car, 1966, VW Beetle. Kurt, what about you?
Can't tell you the year, but I can tell you probably one of the worst decisions I ever made, but it was the greatest decision at the time. Fiat Spider. I had a Fiat Spider. Yeah. So
like
Italians
that.
Are really good with wine and really good with food. And I'm Italian, so I'm allowed to be a little critical, but they're not really good with cars and electrical systems within cars. Let's just say that.
All right. Ethan, what about you? First car.
My first car, I tried to find a balance of practical and kind of cool. I had a Honda Accord, but a coupe version. So a little cooler that way.
All right, Ethan, your favorite sport as a season ticket holder of the Steelers. Are you still going to be this year?
Yes.
All right.
Coming up
well,
this year.
Sure, yeah.
I might have an easier time getting rid of tickets than I have in the past couple of years with the new offense and things like that. But it's hard for me. I grew up more of a baseball fan, actually. So growing up with the Pirates, they have a sweet spot in my heart. And so this season, especially with the excitement of Paul Skeens and Jared Jones and that pitching staff, I don't know. Right? And right now, probably the Pirates. I'm pretty excited about where we could go.
Kurt, what about you?
I definitely grew up a Steelers fan. Got into hockey when hockey wasn't popular here in the Pittsburgh area. So I was going back to hockey games in 83 and 84. And this is pre-Mario Lemieux. And it was a great, I mean, it was very inexpensive to go. The arena was typically half filled, if that. Food was less expensive. And it was still fun to watch. But I would have to say, out of all the teams right now, I would probably say more of a Pirates fan than anything else.
Okay. Kurt, I'll let you wrap it all up, and I'm going to give you one more question that you can answer, and then you can wrap it all up for us. And that is, Kurt, what is the most important thing you want your clients to know about you and maybe even about your team?
I will say this. First of all, I'm a little biased, but I think we have the best team in the world. We have a super staff, knowledgeable staff. More importantly, they know our clients. Our clients know them. Clients are not a number to us. They're people with lives. And, you know, Ethan and I are no different. I mean, we put our shoes and our pants and our shirts on the same as everyone else. You know, outside of work, you know, I'm driving a truck. I'm going fishing. I'm going up Marionville to camp. And so we're normal people. We talk finance, and that's our profession, and we love it. We have a passion for it, but we have a passion for outside of work as well. It's just like everyone else. So if you're listening today and you have a question, you have a concern, you want a plan, you just want a second opinion, we are here to help. You just simply either text or call 412-515-3355. Again, it's 412-515-3355.
Visit AccurateRadio.com and put your portfolio to the test with our checklist challenge. You can also check out our other offers from Accurate Solutions Group. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as a sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Accurate Solutions Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein, provided by third parties, have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Accurate Solutions Group. This radio show is a paid placement.
The proceeding was paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.